AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In the midst of the government shutdown, President Trump had lunch at the White House with Senate Republicans. Among those there was Budget Director Russell Vogt.
They call him Darth Vader. I call him a fine man. But he's cutting Democrat priorities, and they're never going to get him back. And they've caused us, and they've really allowed us to do it.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer in the Senate did not like the description by Majority Leader John Thune that their demands are far left.
How is it far left to say we want to lower health care premiums and spare tens of millions of people from financial ruin? Far left? Tell that to an American family whose premiums will go up from $200 a month to $1,400 a month, that fixing that is far left.
There are few signs of any end to the stalemate. Last week, President Trump talked about meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
So I'll be meeting, we're going to be meeting in Hungary. Viktor Orban is going to be hosting. And it's really something that's time.
But a source tells the AP that meeting on resolving the Ukraine war is on hold. A U.S. official says the decision was made following a call between Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Christopher Moynihan, a man whose convictions for storming the Capitol were erased by President Trump's mass pardons, has been arrested on a charge of threatening to kill House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. In Israel, Vice President J.D. Vance and other envoys projected optimism about Gaza's fragile ceasefire agreement. Warner Brothers Discovery, the home of HBO, CNN, and DC Studios, has signaled it may be open to selling off all or parts of the business, just months after announcing a plan to split into two companies. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Much-needed food is being distributed in Gaza.
Images released by the UN's World Food Programme show the distribution of food moving smoothly in the Gaza Strip. The head of the WFP in Gaza, Willy Nayeko, says his aim is to scale up aid deliveries inside Gaza.
As the ceasefire holds, we plan on expanding to 145 of the sites throughout the Gaza Strip.
At locations including Khan Yunis and Deir al-Balah, the UN agency is distributing food boxes containing food items like oil, salt, lentils, sugar, and canned beans. On one production line, a dozen helpers package just-cooked pita breads. Also on the site, children at a makeshift school receive nutritional bars to give them energy to learn. WFP is aiming to provide up to 1.6 million people with bread, wheat, flour and food boxes in the first 3 months of the ceasefire. I'm Charles de la Despa.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad, and luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's anniversary sale.
Right here, right now.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.